Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and I'm talking to senior lacrosse star at Briarcliff High School, Jackson Jack Ricciardi. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Morning. Doing good.
I see that the team is doing good. Now, the nomination letter that I have, it's about 10 days old when it comes to being updated on the games, but in the letter, you had a last-minute game winner against Mamaroneck. You had four goals and an assist over Rye, two more goals and another assist over Croton, and that was about 10 days ago. How have you guys done since that Croton game?
We only played St. Anthony's. That was our one extra game, and we lost to them 15-6, yeah.
Okay, all right. So where do you guys stand right now, record-wise?
We are 4-1. With Scarsdale, Croton, Mamo, and Rye, four wins, and St. Anthony's one loss.
Okay, so there's just that one recent loss then. But, hey, you're still off to a good start, and I see that pre-COVID, you guys were Section 1 champs in 2019. Last season, a state semifinalist.
Yep.
That had to be pretty exciting to make it to states.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Now, where do you guys play when you do states? Is it in Syracuse?
I think it bounces around each year.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Cause I mean, one of the part-time things that I do is I do high school football. So, you know, I know they always look forward to heading up to the Carrier Dome, you know, for the states, that kind of thing. But I guess now, since you were a state semifinalist last season, the expectations are pretty high to try to return back to that level.
Yeah. So like that, I think that was two seasons ago or, maybe three seasons, cause last year was the COVID season, cut short just to the section finals. But yeah, from states and then winning section, the expectations are really high.
Okay. All right. And then what does it feel like? I mean, I'm sure that you're considered in the section one of the teams to beat. You're the ones that people look, you know, you're up here. Now, does that put any pressure on you knowing that you're considered a team to beat, or does it make you play better?
I think both. There definitely is a lot of pressure, but that kind of fuels all of us, makes us bring our A game to every game. And we know we have a big target, so we got to defend our title.
Okay, yeah, definitely. That's a good way to put it, that you know you have a big target. Yeah, everybody's going to be gunning for you. So now I also see that you're a low HUD, Elite 11. Now, is that kind of a fluid list, or is that like a preseason kind of ranking? What is that?
I think it takes into account just 11 players at the beginning of the season. So like kind of like a watch list throughout the season.
All right. And you've also been all league, all section honorable mention in 2019. I see from the sheet here, all section in 2021. You're the team points leader and you're also the captain on the team. And something how does that feel? Cause obviously look, you walk the walk, you play the game well, you're the guy that they look up to. But how does it feel to know that maybe you're mentoring some of the younger players the way that maybe you were when you were a freshman?
I mean, yeah, I try to give it right back to all the younger guys because it was the same thing with me. My captains handed it down to me, and I just trying to give back where I can.
And that's great. And it's nice to be able to kind of feel that kind of full circle thing.
Definitely.
You know, definitely. Yeah. Like you said, where you're, you know, you're kind of giving it back, you're paying it forward to the younger guys, and hopefully, you know, it sticks with them and the cycle continues.
Yeah.
Now, I see you've been accepted to be playing Division I lacrosse at Richmond. That's got to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it really is. Super pumped for that.
And as I checked yesterday, currently what, ranked number 15 in the country?
Yeah, somewhere around that. I think 17.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. You know, jumping into a top 20 school and doing Division I lacrosse. That's big time, man.
Yeah.
Now, what of your mom and dad, brothers and sisters? Anybody else sports inclined?
My sister actually went to Richmond 4 years ago and played 1 year on the girls lacrosse team. And my dad also went to the University of Richmond. He played lacrosse there, but they didn't have a formal team yet. It was like club type thing. So that's where the lacrosse comes from.
Okay. All right. And the Richmond thing, where that comes from, kind of
definitely that too.
The family legacy. Very nice. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Jackson Ricciardi of Briarcliff High School. Now, Jack, besides the sports aspect of this award, there's also the academic aspect, and you have that part well covered as well. You're in the top 10% of your class. I see macroeconomics, AP macroeconomics, AP calculus, honors English, and a couple of college level classes as well, Spanish one and forensic science. That's kind of interesting. That's the first time I have seen that in these winters, that somebody is studying forensic science. What are the college classes like compared to your regular classes?
I mean, the college classes definitely cover a lot of stuff. And like you said, the forensics is super interesting. It's like not the traditional class in any sense. That's really cool. And the AP stuff, super tough.
Now, the forensic science, anything in particular that drew you to want to take that class?
I just thought it was super interesting learning about the crime side of stuff and like how they investigate certain scenes and how that works.
Okay. And then also you're in the National Honor Society and a member of Rho Kappa, which is then that's the Honor Society for Social Studies, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a pretty diverse set of courses. You got math, you got economics, social studies, forensic science. Now, is there any of those that hold a particular interest for you that you might want to study moving forward?
I think macroeconomics is really interesting. Really cool to see how things work in the real world.
Okay. All right. And I also see that that you volunteer as an assistant coach, Briarcliff Manor Youth Lacrosse. That's got to be pretty fun.
Yeah. Super fun working with the little guys.
Yeah. I'm sure it is. And I'm sure the little guys are like, hey, do you know who we work with? Do you know who our assistant coach is? Because I'm sure you're big time for the little guys.
Yeah.
That's
they love it.
Yeah, that's got to be really rewarding, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I'm sure. And then now Student Captain Council, Red Cross Club. Explain that one to me. What is that?
The Student Captain Council, I think, is just like collective of all the captains of Briarcliff, what we represent there.
Okay.
And the Red Cross is like another club for the school, through the school, with that stuff.
All right. And then assisted Robin's Nest at Phelps. Is that Phelps Hospital?
Yeah, the local hospital.
And then what is Robin's Nest?
Robin's Nest was like a daycare center. We'd go in there, give a little bit of our time to play with the kids and do some activities with them.
All right. So it seems that you're kind of do that across the board then, you know, captain of the team, you're doing the assistant coaching for the youth lacrosse and hanging out with the little ones at the hospital to help them get through their days. That's pretty cool. Again, we'll use the word rewarding, I'm assuming.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And another thing here I noticed too, is that you interned at, is this correct? Edley,
yeah.
Yeah, what is that? I see a learning management system of some type?
Yeah, so that's like sort of an alternative to student loans to try to help students like repay the loans once they have a job and have some sort of income so they don't get stuck with tremendous amounts of debt.
That is definitely something that you want people to get heads up on, especially in with how much college costs these days. And we all hear the horror stories about student debt. So that's definitely good to get a head start on it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you've taken some of that into account yourself, you know, learning there yourself as you get ready to move forward. So when you head to Richmond now, you know, you said your dad had gone to Richmond and your sister as well. Now, what did your dad and then what did your sister study?
Both business. My sister graduated last year.
Okay. And then for you now, I think I already asked you this, but I'll repeat the question. What do you think that you're going to be looking at when you get to Richmond besides playing lacrosse?
Definitely focusing on the business side of things, maybe economics with that type of stuff.
Okay. I mean, any particular career that you have in mind, or are you going to figure that out along the way?
I think I'm going to feel that out a little later down the line.
I'm with you there. I kind of did the same thing. So now, with all that's going on here, I mean, you've obviously got a lot with the athletics and the academics and helping out with all the youth lacrosse and the little ones. How do you manage the time? Do you have any tricks to make sure that you're able to kind of juggle all the balls that are up in the air right now?
I mean, for me, I love doing this stuff, especially working with the little kids. It's awesome to like see them like light up when they see another like high school player, someone who's like respectable in the game, and they love it. So it's not really like I'm trying to manage all this. I want to do it. I want to be there. So I sort of just chug along with each thing and just keep going.
Okay. Well, hey, it's important that you enjoy it and that you don't look at it as something that you have to necessarily manage. That's a great way to approach it. And when you do get the opportunity, though, what do you do for downtime? Do you have any hobbies?
I used to play a lot of video games, but grown on from that. I don't know. I guess I watch a lot of lacrosse, too. That's a pretty big downtime for me. Definitely watching all that stuff.
Any particular professional sports? Any fandoms?
Not necessarily.
No, just watching as much lacrosse as possible.
a lot of lacrosse.
Well, that'll, hey, it'll definitely help you improve your game, right?
Yeah.
And that's the goal. That's the goal. And I'm going to give you one final word from your nomination sheet here from your athletic director. Although Jack has achieved much personal success, he is never concerned with his own accomplishments, but rather those of his team. He is always there to lend words of encouragement and pick up the slack should the need arise. I believe that Jackson is a great example of what a student athlete stands for and is well deserving of the Con Ed Award. Those are some pretty encouraging words that you've earned along the way, and some nice words to move forward with, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really great to hear.
But listen, Jack, Jackson, I just wanted to say good luck to you. Good luck to the team rest of the season. Good luck making it back to States.
Thank you.
And then Richmond moving forward, continuing that that family legacy, which is really cool, by the way. Yeah. You know, especially with the fact that I'm sure your dad's going to have a lot of questions as to what Richmond's like now as opposed to when he was there, you know, back in the old days, you know. But again, like I said, congrats on this award and good luck moving forward. And for Briarcliff High School's Jackson Ricciardi, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.